AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Germany's foreign minister met with Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Washington. They talked about Russia.
Both Germany and the United States see Russia's actions toward Ukraine as an immediate and urgent challenge to peace and stability in Europe.
Blinken says any intervention will draw severe consequences. The German foreign minister, Annalena Baerbock, has struck a tougher tone on Russia than her predecessor. 13 people died in a fire in Philadelphia.
They found heavy fire emanating from the front of a three-story row dwelling on the second floor. Companies began an aggressive attack.
Deputy Fire Chief Craig Murphy says seven of the dead are children. Investigators say it doesn't appear the smoke alarms were working in Philadelphia. Tomorrow is the one-year anniversary of the Capitol riot. Colorado Democrat Jason Crow in the House says he used his military experience and went into Ranger mode. He was one of the gallery group that hid in the House gallery.
I've heard a lot of gunshots in my time, and it was very clear what that was. And it came from the Speaker's lobby, which, you know, told, and I didn't know whether it was an officer or a member of the mob. But I knew that things had severely escalated.
Crow says at one point he realized he was trapped. Health officials say they're not changing the definition of being fully vaccinated against the coronavirus, but they're urging Americans to stay up to date on their virus protection by getting booster shots when eligible. The move to keep the existing definition of fully vaccinated comes as health officials warn of waning protection from the initial doses. Louisiana's governor has pardoned a black man, Homer Plessy, whose 1892 arrest for refusing to leave an all-white railroad car led to the ruling that cemented separate but equal into U.S. law for a half century. Wall Street, the Dow is higher, the Nasdaq lower. This is AP News. French President Emmanuel Macron is facing criticism for using a vulgarity to describe the unvaccinated.
In an interview published by French newspaper Le Parisien, Macron used a French word meaning to rile or to bug when referring to France's unvaccinated people, adding, "We will continue to rile to the end." The president made the explosive remark as lawmakers are heatedly debating new measures that would allow only the vaccinated to enjoy leisure activities such as eating out. His use of earthy language, more commonly heard at the counters of French cafes, further complicates the already difficult passage in Parliament of the government's planned new vaccine pass. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Anti-vax protesters in the French Caribbean island of Guadeloupe attacked a hospital director and other medical staff following recent violent demonstrations against vaccines and virus restrictions. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle. Because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.